goodness, that's terrible. Okay. Today is Daf Hes. Wow. Today's Daf Tezvav. We're going to start on the second to last line on Yudala Mubeis. So we're going to basically go through a whole bunch of dinim that apply to an Avel and see how they apply to a Menuda and a Mitzorah. Those three are bunched together. Essentially, I think they're going to be 10 rules. I don't know if we'll get to all 10 today, but we will start. Avel Asur B'Tisporis. Okay, so an Avel cannot cut his hair. An Avel cannot take a haircut. An Avel cannot shave. Avel Asur B'Tisporis. So where do we know that from? Because Hashem told the sons of Aaron after Nadav and Abihu died, Hashem says that to them, Rasheichem al tifro, don't let your hair grow, meaning cut your hair. Mashma that mechalad kuli ami aser, that all other people would be aser to cut their hair. The avos should be aser, the avos aser to cut their hair. The issue over here is that most of the other things that we're dealing with, most of the other things that were that now I'm all messed up.
No.
I know. Most of the others we're dealing with, we're talking about the avos for 7 days, but somehow the hair cutting is a 30 day issue. Okay. So the avos, the avos cannot cut his hair. Now menudim mitzrayim mayim itasporis. What about a menudia? Someone who's putting this quasi chayrim and the mitzora. What about with that? Are they permitted to cut the hair? So tashma. We have a brayso that says. Menudin and Mitzorayin are suing with Sapi Luchabes. The Menudin and the Mitzorah are not allowed to cut their hair and not allowed to launder, not allowed to wash their clothes. Now the Gemara just brings the continuation of this Brisa, which is more of a sidebar. Menudin Shemes. If someone was put in Nidoy and he didn't ask Chachamim for Mechila and he dies in the state of Nidoy, Bezdin Sokun Es Arono. The Bezdin is Sokel, his coffin. So they bring down, that doesn't mean that they tossed stones on it. Rather, that they place stones on it, on the grave. They place stones on the grave. It's not that they just put like a whole bunch of stones like they did when it came to Achan. Remember, Achan was the one who was Moel in the Chavim that Yeshua put on the spoils of Jericho. Right? It says over there, Yekim olav gal avanim gadol. Ela beizdin sholchlin omeinichin eve gadola al arono. That beizdin puts this one large stone on his grave. The teacher, anyone who's put in Nidoy and dies in that state of Nidoy, based in Sokunas Arono, based in stone his coffin. That's what they do. Din number two. Avel Chayav Ba'atifas Harosh. The Avel is obligated to cover his head, right? He's supposed to cover his head with a talis or some sort of kerchief. And he closes his face, closes his head, he covers up his lips. How do we know this? Because the Torah, which is Hashem said to Yechezkel, so Yechezkel became an Avel, and Hashem tells Yechezkel all these things he should or shouldn't do. So we learn out a lot from Yechezkel of what Hashem told him what he shouldn't do. We learn out that's what an Avel should do, except for a few cases where Hashem tells him something, we say, oh, that applies to an Avel. Usually, most of the cases, Hashem tells Yechezkel one thing, and that means that the Avel has to do the opposite, except for a few where we say, Hashem tells Yechezkel to do something, and we say it applies to an Avel. So we'll see that in a moment. Avel chayav ba'atifas harosh, mitgamalei rachmanel Yechezkel, which Hashem said to Yechezkel after his wife died, he says to him, velo sateh asafam, don't cover your face, like the derech that most Avelim cover their face, don't cover their face, michlal de kuliyam mechayvei. Everyone else is Mechayev. We are not knowing this Rishman Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch already points this out. We're not knowing this. We're not knowing Kfiyas Hamita. Those are two things that we're not knowing. Mechalad Dekuli Alma Mechayevi. So since Yechezkel was told that Bedafka he should do this, really it means he should, Avedim should not be doing that. So Menudeh Mahu Batifas Harosh. What about somebody's put into Nidoy? Is he Mechayev in Atifas Harosh? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. I bring you a Raya from the following Brisa. From the following right. It says in the following Brisa. It says in the Mishnayos. Remember, in Tainus, we learned that if there was a drought and they're up to the 13th fast, it says over there that if the tzibor was misane and they weren't answered, then the chaverim, the talmid, the chamim don't ask shalom between them, and it says vehemis atafin, and they cover themselves v'yoshvin kiminudim v'chavelim, and they sit like they're a nidoy or like an avel. Ad sheyirachemu aleim in Hashemayim. Until Hashem sends them rachamim. So it says over here, Misatfim, seems to be that Misatfim kim minudin, that they rack themselves up like someone who's in nidoy. So that's mashma, then a minudah, silent, people say rosh. So Amalei Abayi says, no, maybe it's different, because maybe there's a different types of minudah. This isn't a nidoy that was placed upon a person by humans. This is a nidoy, means you're separated. Here, the separation, the distance is there from Hashem, because Hashem hasn't given us the rain. So maybe that nidoy is requires a tivus arosh, but who says a nidoy midin Adam is mechayev tivus arosh? So Amalei Abayi, dilma minudah l'shamayim shani dichamir. Maybe minudah l'shamayim is different because it is chamir. Later on, Rabbi is going to say dilma minudah l'shamayim is mekel. The Gemara is going to ask which one is it, and Rabbi says, I don't know. That's why you can't learn from minudah l'shamayim. So mitzora mahu batifas harosh. So what about the mitzora? Does he have to do a tifas harosh? So tashma, I'll bring a raya. Because it says, in the Torah, it says by the mitzora, and by Yechel Perek Gimel, it says, va'al safam ya'ateh, and he should cover up his lips. Michlal shechayeh batifas harosh, shmamino. From there you see that in mitzora is chayeh batifas harosh. It's interesting. The Gemara is always to bring down the din by Avel. Try to see what the din is by Menudah and the din is by Mitzorah. Sometimes it's going to answer definitively. Sometimes it's going to leave it open. Sometimes it's going to say Teku. So here we answer definitively that the Mitzorah is Mechayev Tifas Harosh. When we came to Menudah, we kind of were left. We don't know what the Halacha is. So most of the posting pass on the Kula in all the cases. But you see the three different ways that the Gemara comes out regarding Menudah and Mitzorah. Din number three. Avel Asur Laniyat Tvilin. The Avel is not permitted to put on tefillin. This is usually machlokas over here. Is, you know, what days? When do you say the avel is also put on tefillin? So really, the Rambam and many pasim, it's only if it's only the first day. It's only if the misa and the kura were that day. So all to do if someone does there's a misa and someone they bury them and then you come home at night, you put on tefillin at that night. But it's not the entire 7 days. So Ritva asks, well, why not? Every other halacha we're learning here is for the entire 7 days. Why would the tefillin not be for all 7 days? So Ritva just says, "Midin Sfar, it can't be that you're not wearing tefillin for 7 days. It just can't be that you're not putting on tefillin."
No, because
an onus before the that's an onus. We're talking about an avil. So here an avil is asul on the tefillin. So Ritva asks, yeah. Why is the halacha that it's only one day?
Oh, okay.
Everything else that we're learning here is 7 days. It implies all 7 days. The Kriyas Hamita and the washing and all these things. Atifas Harosh are for all 7 days. Why just put one? That's very different. Well, yeah, basically it's two different things. So, it's a Ritva, well, everything else is 7 days. So it can't be you go 7 days straight without wearing tefillin. But what about Chol Moed? Those who don't wear tefillin?
Okay.
No, but you wear it 2 days. You could go 9 days,
oh,
Pesach. You go 9 days. Is that because the difference is because you have an oast. You have the extra oast there.
It's not like you're not wearing tefillin. You're not missing anything. You have the oast. According to those who wear tefillin, they don't have a problem. According to the entire Eretz Yisrael, they don't wear tefillin. It's tough for you to go do it at home. Put it on. Certain things like a quagmire and stuff, when you mention it out loud, you gotta be careful. So try to avoid that one. Okay. So Avel Asur Laniyat Tefillin Midik Amalei Rachmanei Yechezkel, because Hashem said to Yechezkel, again these are things Hashem these are Nihugei Avelos Hashem told Yechezkel not to do. It says Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, keep the Pe'er on you. And we say that Tefillin is called the Pe'er. Michlal the Kuliyam Asur, that means everybody else is Asur from wearing the Tefillin. So Menu Dema the Tefillin.
Why is Yechezkel very difficult? He got a lot of and you don't have
it
in the Torah.
Well, the Gemara always asks, well, until Yechezkel came, we didn't know this, so we say that, yeah, it was a Mesorah, and then Yechezkel came and said it.
Was given special certain commandments and certain things as
simonim for others. Right, so Hashem's saying specifically you.
He
says specifically you, you're an Avel now because your wife died, so specifically you wear the tefillin, meaning only you. Hashem had to tell him that you should be wearing tefillin because really you shouldn't be wearing tefillin.
And he didn't know this?
What? He should not be wearing tefillin. He wasn't going to. So Hashem said, make sure to wear it. Even though the law is that you should be
in the
right. Right. So menudah ma'u b'tefillin. What about a menudah teku? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Mitzorah ma'u b'tefillin. What's the dinner of mitzorah by tefillin? So tashma, we're being arrived from the psukim by dina mitzorah in Perek Yud Gimel by Yikra.
The pasuk says, "V'hatzarua asher bo hanega bigadav yu frumim v'rosho yu farua." So the hatzarua is extra. That's Larabos Kohen Gadol. The Brisa says that comes to include a Kohen Gadol, that even a Kohen Gadol has the dinim of tzaras. Then it says bigadav yu frumim, which means what? That sheyu mikoraim, that his clothing should be ripped. We'll learn this pasuk is a raya that he has to do kriya. Bigadav yu mikoraim. I don't know how much a raya is. It doesn't mean that he has to tear. It just means he has to be wearing torn clothing. Okay. V'rosho yeh parua, and his head should be parua. So the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Eliezer, says ain kriya ela gidul sar, which means according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that it means that the mitzora has to grow his hair, cannot cut his hair. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, nemer havaya berosh. It says rosho yihye parua. V'yihye is from Lashon Havaya. V'nemer havaya bevegin. Also says bigadav yihyu perumim. So ma havaya mu bebere bevege the davar shachos migufo. So we don't know v'rosho yihye parua. What does that mean? So we have to learn it out from the beged. Beged is davar shachos migufo. That means beged is something that separates between you and your body. Afavaya berosh davar shachutz migufa. So when it talks about rosho yiyeh parua, talking about something to be separate, something that's distinct from your body. Your hair is not distinct from your body. Those of us who don't have any would disagree. But the hair is not distinct. It's not distinct from your body. So what is so my? What should he? What does it mean that he should be wearing? What does it mean that his shiyeh parua should be removed from his head? It means my lava tefillin. It should be the tefillin. Should be taken removed from his head. Maybe it's a riot from Mitzorah. Should not be wearing tefillin. So Rabbi Papalo, don't say that Rabbi Kiva means that Havai Barosh means tefillin. Rather means akumta v'sudra. It's some sort of head covering that he should not be wearing. That he should leave his head uncovered. I don't know if it means about a yarmulke or not. It means he should be wearing some sort of head covering. But a tefillin he should leave on. I mean, there's no raya regarding tefillin. Yeah. So as he sit with an uncovered head. Okay. Din number 4, I believe. Avel asor v'shila shalom. You're not allowed to ask him how he's doing, and he's not allowed to ask others how they're doing. Also, the Soloveitchik said that the idea of the base avel, these halachas don't necessarily apply to an avel. They apply to what he calls the base avel, in the house of the avel. And therefore he said nobody should be asking shalom for anybody else in the Shiva house. And he worked in the Shiva house, so we see people you haven't seen in a long time, added to your point to the Rav, you don't say shalom. I guess you go outside and say shalom, but you shouldn't say shalom.
That's the minute that we don't talk to Yavo first.
That's a different minute. This is not even if the Avel talks to you first, you don't say shalom to him. Right, so Avel Asor v'she'ilah shalom, and we learned this again from Yecheskel. And here, the Ka'amra Rachman Yecheskel, now here your question applies, Monty. After Cheskel's wife died, Hashem says to him, Ha'aneg dom, be quiet. Well, till now, we've been saying whatever Hashem told Cheskel, we do the opposite. Here, whatever Cheskel does, now Cheskel's told to do something, we apply to it. Right? Rashi Tosfos points it out. He says, Shemash mashtika mishela shalom, umitamu torah nami mashna besomek meyam ha'aneg dom. We're going to learn that. We're not going to learn Torah from this pasuk of ha'aneg dom. V'hada ha'i Cheskel no gavelas ha'aneg dom. So here Yecheskel was noheg avelos here. Ubichol shar devarim lo haya osa shai haritzarich leharos b'ksas devarim shu avel lo haya noheg dine avel el lemashal. He had to show a little bit that he was an avel. So you know, there is a major machlokus we've shown him basically, even if you own him, as the dinim of is avelos a din d'orais or din d'rabbanan. So according to those who say that you know that it's a din d'rabbanan, you'll have to see all these tzukim are asmatas. Once they're asmatas, you can figure out you know which way you go. What? According, there is shitas. There's a one of shita that says all 7 days is the raisa. So, well, according to my number, it says it's the raisa. We'll say that these dinam are the raisa also. Right. The Ramban is the one who says similar to what he says in Cholamoid. The Ramban is going to say that avelus in itself is a din d'oraisa, but the nihuge avelus were given to the... So that's a Ramban. That's a Ramban twice. Okay, so avel asur b'sheilu shalom, the k'amal l'rachman l'yecheskel, ha'aneg dom. You should be silent, you know, and you should not say shalom, so too, and avel should not say shalom. Menuda ma'u b'sheilu shalom, can a menuda say shalom? So Amr of Yosef Tashma comes to Yeraya. We can see a b'risa, the b'risa... Where is this Bryce? Oh, this is the Bryce in Tainus again. That if your 13 fasts go pass and they didn't get rain, and they didn't get answered. So it says, Hein Yoshvim Ka'avelim Ikuminudim. Right? And it continues, Uvishe'elo Shalom Shabin Adam Machavero, Kinei Adam Hanazufim Lamakom. They have to not say Shalom between one person to another, like the people who are sitting, you know, low to Hashem. So it's mashma that the menuda does not say shalom. So by answers again, I'm Amar Abaye, Dilma menuda shemayim shani dechamer. Maybe menuda shemayim here, it's not that man puts you in nidui, Hashem puts you in nidui. So maybe that's more chamir, and that would be different. So we don't answer the question by menuda. Mitzorah ma'u b'sheila shalom. What about a mitzorah when it comes to sheila shalom? Tashma, we have a raya. Pasuk says, Ve'al safam yateh, or he says, cover up his lips, which we learned before at Tifas HaRosh, you can learn from here also. His lips should be sealed one on top of the other. He should be like a menudeh for avel. But aser b'sheila shalom, and he should be aser b'sheila shalom. Shema mina, because right now they're saying that he should be aser b'sheila shalom modifies the menudeh and the avel, just like a menudeh and avel aser b'sheila shalom. So too he should be aser b'sheila shalom. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, v'nishot mina l'menudeh. We answer the menudeh. We just had a question. Menudeh aser b'sheila shalom. So the Gemara says, no. Can't bring a raya for mitzvah here, because the initial of Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas Mishmei Rav Yosef Mikatani She Asur doesn't say She Asur Kimenude. It doesn't say She Asur Kimenude Ka'avel B'Shelah Shalom. He should be Asur in Shelah Shalom Menude B'Shalom. He says no. He should be like a Menude Shalom, a Menude B'Avel, comma, and he's also Asur B'Shelah Shalom, meaning he's like a Menude and an Avel in other ways, but he's also Asur B'Shelah Shalom. Which means the Mitzorah is Asur B'Shela Shalom. We don't have any Raya for Menudah. Let's just read it inside. He said, Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas Mishmei Rav Yosef, Mi Katani She Asur, it's Sheyekim Menudah for Ava Katani, B'Mila Achra Naisa. For other things, he should be Asur. He's like a Menudah and an Avel. And Kama, and also, the Asur Nami B'Shela Shalom. He's also B'Shela Shalom. So now we see that in Menudah, we don't have an answer. The Mitzvah, we say, is Asur B'Shela Shalom. The Avel is Asur B'Shela Shalom. Menudah, again, we don't have an answer. Next. Avel Asur B'Divrei Torah.
Menudah is
right, it's like level, it's level one Chayrim. Because it's level one. Because it's not Chayrim yet. It's not Chayrim. We'll get to that later in the Gemara. There's differences between Nidui and Chayrim. It's level one. It's not. It hasn't reached the stage of Chayrim yet. Okay. Avel Asur B'Divrei Torah. And Avel is Asur to learn Torah. Midika Amar Rachman and Yecheskel, because the same passage, Hashem said to Yecheskel, Hanek Dom. You should be silent. Right? It says Dom. You should be silent from Divrei Torah. And if Yecheskel was knowing this Minhag Avelos, then so too, we are going to be knowing this Minhag of Avelos. Again, the Salvechik also had a Chumrah, I don't think it's not. It's against the Minhag Olam that he said that there should be any Torah learned at all in the Avel's house. Because after he says on the base Avel, he says no Torah. He was against the Minhag of people learning Mishnayos. Minhag Olam is not right. So he's right there. Yeah, but so the Rav says it's not even the din of the Avel. Even the Avel's not there. He says it's the din of the base Avel. The entire house is mufka. Yes. It's mufka from Torah. That's what he says. Minhag Olam is not like that. Everyone learns Mishnayos.
No, I'm saying the Avel's sitting there. He's learning anyway. They're learning. Was that learning?
Right. So that's what you're saying. Besides the fact that if you're gonna do it anyway, he should be walking out.
Sure.
Right.
That's what happened.
I think the only reason they
Avel sits there.
But you don't need that Kaddish. You have the Kaddish in the.
You were in Avel house with no Avel.
Really?
That's Midin Kriyas Torah, maybe different.
That may be different. So okay. The rush brings down the story with Rabbeinu Tam that he always used to get Shlishi, and then they went and then when he was in Avel, they didn't call him up and he went up anyway to get Eliyah. So maybe it's something different. Maybe something different
with
Rabbi, the great story is about the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam used the Kohen. He said that they use the Kohen. He said, basically the story. It doesn't matter. There's no condition to the Kohen. Sorry. But that was... Anyway, so the question they asked though is that, you know, the same thing applies for Tisha B'Av now learned Torah. Even though I know Tisha B'Av is the day that most people learn Torah, more Torah learned on Tisha B'Av than any other day of the year. But still, But he's supposed to only be learning the, you know, the distressing things, you know, Eov and things like Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. What about an Avel? Can an Avel learn? Can an Avel learn those things as well? So Tosos on that Chaf Aleph brings down. He says the Asul Likros B'Torah. He says B'Tshuvas or Yitzchak Zakeni Kasav. He brings out from the Re here B'Yitzchak Haya Oser B'Mei Evlo B'Eov B'Kinos U'Dvarim Haroim Shabiyirmiya. He says that even the Avel is, an Avel is not allowed to learn those things. The Divrei Haroim. What's the difference? What's the difference between the Avel and Tisha B'Av? I thought the answer would be that there's two different, what's the reason why you're not allowed to learn Torah? The reason why you're not allowed to learn Torah, by the Tisha B'Av, we just say it's a din and sar. Din and pain. It's pain and suffering. Torah, we the limit is that Torah brings you simcha, Torah brings you happiness. So if you're learning Kamsa and Bar Kamsa and Eel and Yirmiyahu, that doesn't bring you happiness. That's din and sar. By Avel, we brought a different pasuk. The pasuk was Anei Dom, should be silent. Din and Shtika. Avel has to be completely quiet. Like quiet from everything. Even Eov, even from the things. I think maybe that's the difference in how you in the different dinim of the, it seems like the same thing, but maybe different ways to learn it out. Okay. So that's the Avel. The Avel Aslam Divrei Torah, because it says Dom. Menuda Mao Divrei Torah. What about someone who's a Nidoy? Why are they not? What must have been with them regarding Divrei Torah? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, we'll learn a raya from the Brisa. Menudeh, the Menudeh Shoneh, he can teach other people. Vishonim Lo, and people can teach him. Obviously, it's not the same Chayim because he sort of has relationship with people. Niskar, he can do other people's malacha. V'Niskarim Lo, and other people can do his malacha. But Muhram, someone's put in Chayim, which is the next level. Then he is Lo Shoneh, Lo Shonim Lo, cannot learn from others. Cannot teach others. Lo niska, lo skar, and lo cannot work for others, and have others work for him. But Avos Shonu laatzmo kadesh lo yasek alimudo. He still has to do daf yomi by himself. He just can't do it. He can't come to shiur. Right.
So we're not going over there and asking teach you about this.
When he was in Chayim.
I'm
saying, but they asked him to learn when he was in Chayim. I don't know. So if you look at that. So the Osilo Chanus Katana Bishvil, right, says the Osilo Chanus Katana Bishvil Panos. So this guy was in Chayim, can make this small little store to sell a little bit, so he can at least have something to live on. But Amarav Zabuni Maya Bipakta Da Ravos, that he can sell. He can be like the water boy in a certain area. But you see from here though in the Brisa that the Menudeh can teach others and others can teach him. Seems clear that the Menudeh can learn. The Menudeh can learn. So the Avel is Aser B'Lima Torah, the Menudeh is Mutter B'Lima Torah, Mitzorah Ma'al B'Divrei Torah. What about the Mitzorah regarding B'Divrei Torah? So Tashma, we bring a Raya from the Braisa. The Braisa there says that before, when Moshe warned B'nai Yisrael, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, he warned them they should keep the Torah mitzvos. So that's in the Parsha of Eschanan. It says, V'odatel V'nechel L'vnei V'necha. And it says afterwards, Yom Asher Matav Lein Hashem Elokecha B'Choreiv. So what does it teach us? Ma'ala Halah, and just like over there, on the day that you stood before Choreiv, it was Be'emo, Be'yiru, Be'reses, Be'ziyah. There's all these, you had to be very fearful and very, you know, learn to be very serious. So too, all learning has to be done with seriousness. Like most people, though they used to learn standing up. We stand to Adoros, we learn sitting down. But everything has to be done with Be'yira. So Mikan Amru, from here we learned, that the Zavin, the Mitzorain, the Boale, Nida, all these people who are Tameh, Mutarim Likros, Batorov, and Adim and Ksuvim, Velishnos, the Midrash, Subatalmud, Valachas, Vagados. They can learn. They can all learn because what happened to them, they became Tameh, but it wasn't because of a lack of Yira, it wasn't because of any Kavali. Something happened and they became Tameh to deal with the Boale Nidos. But Bale Karyan, someone who's Yotzei Shichos Zevramim, He's usher from learning, because that usually comes out midin from Kalos Rosh. So therefore, they're asurin, Shema Mina, they're usher. That was the idea that they had, if you're Balkari, you had to go to Mikvah. There was Tefilas Ezra. Tefilas Ezra, which we say doesn't necessarily apply. There's Manzeh, although there are those who are Makvit. Right now, Shochan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Peches, Simon Alf, says that the Balkari is much of a Lima Torah, there's Manzeh. But you see from here that the Mitzorah, it can learn. The question you have over here is that if Baal Keri is Usser, and it doesn't make a distinction between whether you saw Keri Machmas Tashmish or Lo Machmas Tashmish, well, what's the Boli Nidos? Why are they, that's also going to be Baal Keri, why are they in the first category of those who can learn, as opposed to the second category, those who may not learn. So I'm not sure why what happens with the bowling needles in there. Okay. Next din, I think it's din number 5 or 6. Avel asor b'tichboses. The avel is not allowed to launder his clothing. The ksiv, because the pasuk says this story is in Shmuel Beis. After Amnon, the son of David, sort of basically raped Tamar, his sister, so Avshalom hated him. And after a year or two, I think he was sent to kill him. And then Avshalom runs away because he's afraid from David, and he runs away for 3 years. And during this time, David had Rachmanos on Amnon, and he wanted Avshalom to come back. So, I think he wanted to kill Avshalom. And then Yoav tries to convince him to forgive Avshalom. Well, during the thing, Yoav sends a woman from Tekoa. Tekoa, known for people who were very wise. So he sends a woman from Tekoa, and he says to her, "Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa vayikach misham isha chachama vayomer ela." And he says to her, "His ablina, become an avel, vilevshina bigdei avel, and dressed in the clothing of an avel," which I guess they're going to say is unlawful clothing. "V'al tichusu shemen, and don't anoint yourself." And be like this woman who's Mesabelis on the mace. So it says Lipshina Bigde Evel, which means she should wear these disgusting clothing, dirty clothing, like a Derek Levelin. So from there it's Mashma that the Avel is Usur to wear to launder his clothing. So Minudadim Menudin Umitsaraya Maimitachboses, what can they do? Can they launder? So we saw this price before. We saw this regarding getting a haircut. Tashma menudin mitzora masurim lesaper lechavish shmarina kliaraya. That so too when it comes to menudin and mitzora, and now that I do tibosas, it'd be a nice thing to make a chart to figure out what menudin and mitzora and where they apply, where they these same din of mitzora apply to avel and where they don't apply from avel. Okay, next, avel chayav bikriya. An avel must rent his garments, just to tear his clothing. The kamalu rachmana. Hashem said to Bnei Aaron after another of you died, it says, "Ubigdechem lo tifromu." Do not tear your clothing. He says to them specifically, "Michlal de kuliyam mechayve." So that's mashma that everybody else has to tear their clothing. Menudim al bekriya. What's the din by menudim al bekriya? Teku shosafek. Don't know. Mitzorim al bekriya. What's the din of mitzorim by kriya? So Tashma. This is regarding the mitzorah. It says, "Begadav yu frumim." His clothing should you frumim, because clothing should be torn. Right, sheyu mikroyim, they should be torn. Shema mina. Again, I don't know. I'm not so clear on the raya, because maybe it just means that they should be wearing ripped clothing. Does it really mean that they have to rip the clothing themselves? But Marcy indicates the same halacha. Next, avol chayev kfiyas hamita. The avol is obligated to turn over, to flip over the bed. Right, we don't do that as mazon as well. So our paskas that we don't do this. Avol chayev kfiyas hamita. Sorry? Okay. The Tani Bar Kapara, it's interesting, right? The Tani Bar Kapara says, this is the Bryce is saying that the following psukim are being learnt, right, as Hashem being Mekonim, Hashem lamenting, right? It says, Demus Diokni Masati Bahen, I gave them my Demus Selim, I gave them Selim Elokim, Uva Abinoseim, Hapachtia, Kfu Mitosein Aleh. And with their sins, I guess they flipped it over. They turned over the Tzelem Elokim, therefore they turn over the beds. So I guess the idea of turning over the beds is turning over the Tzelem Elokim. I think maybe it means because the Tzelem Elokim was created in the bed. So when it comes to when the Tzelem Elokim is lost, when you die, the Tzelem Elokim is lost, so you turn over the beds. But Soloveitchik said that the Tzelem Elokim is also reflected in the this idea is reflected in the halacha of covering the mirrors. This cover mirrors also, so you no longer see the Tzelem Elokim. Soloveitchik also had a minhag that not only the mirror should be covered, but there should be no pictures of the mace, because the Tzelem Elokim was gone. I think 7.5 years ago you pointed out in Rav Schechter's house that when he was sitting Shiva there was no, I actually remember that, you pointed out that the pictures were covered. So I don't think that's minhag Yisrael either. Most people actually have a picture of the mace in front of them to show everybody who they are. They should have passed around all the albums and stuff like that. Okay. That's Rav Schechter's a Talmud Mubak of the Rav. He can do that. Okay. Menudim with Sower, Mami Kriya Samita. What about a Menudim with Sower when it comes to turning over their bed? Teku. They say that's Teku. Okay. Next. Avel Asur Basias Malacha. The Avel is not permitted to do Malacha. Right? Sort of early on, this may be the only Din Ravanan. Read the Tiksiv. The Pasuk says, this is when Yoshiyahu died. He says, Vahafachti Chagechem Le'evel. I turn your chag into mourning. There's a hekesh between the chag and the mourning. Ma chag asr malacha. It's like the yontav is asr malacha. Af evel asr malacha. So too, someone who's an avelus would be asr b'malacha. So menude ma vasiyas malacha. What about menude vasiyas malacha? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma bring a raya. Again, going back to the process by the Tainis. It says kisha amru asur vasiyas malacha. When they say that the people, the chachamim in the Tana Sibur are not permitted to do malacha, lo amru el bayom ababalayla. They're not allowed to do it during the day, but at night they're allowed to do malacha. V'chenet hamotzeh b'menude uba avel. And then it lists a whole bunch of other things in that brisa. And then finally it says, and so to you see by menuda and the avel, so see that the menuda would be asr v'malacha, my lavakulu. Isn't this the statement not going on the entire brisa? Everything that's in the brisa, including the asr malacha, applies to menuda. So much as no lo ashara. It may not be going on everything. Maybe it's going on the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah in that brisa, like atifas harosh, that the menuda is chayav. But there's no raya that it's going on the asr malacha. Don't think that raya modifies the entire brisa. If it doesn't modify the entire brisa, I have no raya regarding asr malacha by a menuda. So the Gemara tries to bring another raya. It's the first time the Gemara tries to bring a second raya for one of the halachas. So Tashma, Menuda, Shone, Vishonim Lo. He can learn and be taught. Niskar, Viniskarim Lo. And he can do malacha for others, and others can do malacha for him. So that's a raya. Shema Mina, that the Menuda is Mutter, Vasiyas Malacha. Mitzor, Ma Vasiyas Malacha. But a Mitzor, when it comes to do malacha, that's Tekel. Now we leave Tishri, Taritz, Bushyos, and Bias. Okay, next. Avel, Asur birechitza. The avel is forbidden to wash. Midiksev, this is the same pasuk by when Yoav got the isha from Tekoa. The same pasuk it says at the end. It says, you know, she's lishi not be the avel v'at hasuchi shemen. She should not anoint herself and not anoint herself with oil. Urechitza bichlal sicha and rechitza sicha and rechitza are the same thing. Washing, anointing. They say that is the same thing. Rashi says rechitza bichlal sicha midiksev. So the water and the oil are the same thing. So that's washing. Anointing is washing. So she was knowing nihugi avelus, which is without anointing herself. That shows that nihugi avelus are that yosar bir rechitza. Menuda. What about when it comes to somebody nidui mayu rechitza? May he wash. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. When Araya says by the Tanios, it says kisha amru asur rechitza. When the Chachamim on the Tanis are also berechitza, it's lo amru ella kol gufo. It's only he can't wash his entire guf. Aval pan of yod v'raga v'motav. He washes hands, face, and feet. V'chein et ha-motzim mudim v'avel. So it's you find by the menuda and the avel. So mashma again, my levakul, that this statement of v'chein et ha-motzim goes on everything in that brisa. So answer again, lo ashar. It's going on the other dinim. It's not going on the isra rechitza. Therefore you have no raya about the menuda regarding rechitza. The mitzorama rechitza teku. So the menuda we leave as an unanswered question, but we don't say teku. And by the Kalimatsur, we just say Stam Teku. We don't even try to bring a raya. We just say, they could find it. I guess if they found a potential raya that was rejected, then they just leave it as rejected. They don't find any potential raya one way or another, then they just say Teku. Okay. Fine. Tosos here points out regarding on Yom Kippur, different minhugim about washing on your hands and feet on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. It says over here that the Tainus, the Brisa brought down, that the Tainus you allowed to wash upon the other Baragla. So it says over here, if you look in the middle of Tosos, it says, Meshein Rashbam, the Fimas Kana, the Musper Kam, the Tainus, the other Mutter, Lirchot, upon the other Baragla, Vitsonen, who are the Matisha of Yom Kippur. Rashbam says, on Tisha of Yom Kippur, you can also wash your hands, face, and feet with cold water. All right? Right after that, it says, Meshein Rashbam, Shemati, Te Oser, Lirchot, Klav, the Tisha of Yom Kippur. You now that I watch it all, chutz mi yodav shachris to chashiv klom lechatzis v'tis v'tzoa. Just watch your hands a little bit in the morning to watch negelvaser. But he says we should behold the command of time that you do not wash your hands, feet, and face on Tain Sibur, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Next halacha, avel aser ben ila sandel. The avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Or leather shoes, we say. You're going back to Yecheskel, but it says unal lecha tasim raglecha. He's Yecheskel is told specifically to keep his shoes on his feet, right? So he's told to keep them on. Mashma, everybody else, Mechal de Kuliyami Aser, everybody else is supposed to take them off. Menude mahu benigla sandel. What about menude when it comes to wearing his nigla sandel? I'm Rav Yosef. Tashma, we're going to bring a raya from the Brisa. Again, the same raya. Kisha Amru, Asha being the silent, when he signed them, told the Chachamim, we're fasting, that they're not allowed to wear their shoes, Lo Amru Be'el Ba'ir, that's only in the city, Avo Vederach Mutter, when they're walking, that's permitted. Haketzad, how does that work? So Yotzel Aderach, they go out of the city, Noel, he puts on the sandal, puts it on, Nichnas Nirfolitz, when he comes into the city, he takes it off, and then again the Brisa says, V'cheta Motze V'nudah Ba'avel. So it's fine, but V'nudah Ba'avel, Mashmah the V'nudah has the same halacha, says, no, my lab, Akulu and Bashar, it's going on the Shar. To go, listen, now we just had three possibilities that it does, that this line doesn't go on, so what does this line go on? I think it only goes on the Tifa Saros. It's V'cheta V'nudah Ba'avel goes Atifa Sarosh, but all these other things that we thought applies to the Menuda as well, we're saying no, maybe it doesn't apply. Because maybe it's only going on the rest. Mitzor Mali Nasan del Teku. When it comes to Mitzor and Nina Sanel, we say that is a Teku. Next halacha, Avel Asr Batashma Samita. The Avel is Asr Batashma Samita, Midichsiv. Because the Pasuk says, this is after this David's son, who we had from Batsheva, dies in Shmuel Beis Perikid Beis. It says, Vayinachem David es Batsheva Ishto, that they did Nichum. They had Nichum, and then it says Vayavolev Ishkavima, and only afterwards, after he did the Nichum, did he have relations with her. Michal Demikara, it's Masha from originally before the Nichum was over. Then it was Aser. Then it would be Aser to be with Batsheva. Question they have though is that after the son died, I think there's a Radak that talks about it on the pasuk. He says after it dies, the pasuk says the double got up and got washed. Did all these things. So what? He said after the son dies, he's an Avel. I understand they stopped davening, but after the other dies, then now why is he washing? So then the redactor goes to different. It says immediately afterwards that he got up and got washed.
After the son died.
Meaning,
wasn't
the king?
So that's the one answer redactor.
Yeah,
king different. Right. Remember the Maparsha of Kra, they talk about that. So menuda ma b'tashin mita. What about a nidoy? What about nidoy b'tashin mita? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, come on a raya. Kol osan shanim shayu Yisrael b'midbar. The 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, menuda hayu. They were menuda. Excuse me. They were menuda l'shamayim. Hashem rejected them essentially, and v'shim shemito sayin. And they definitely had tashmis mita because they had children. So you see that a nidoy can have tashmis. So my abayi deal me menuda l'shamayim shiny to kill. Maybe Menudah Shemayim is different than its Mako, which I pointed out before. And Abai is going both ways in the Menudah Shemayim. So Gemara points it out. He says, kill. Menudah Shemayim is Mako. Baha Amarta, you said a few times that it's Chamir. That maybe it's Chamir. So Abai says, I didn't say it is Chamir. I said Dilma. Maybe it's Chamir, maybe it's not. Shapuki Mishafile. I have a suffix. I don't know. It's a different din. So is it Mako? Is it Machmir? Either it could go one way or the other, so you can't learn it out of Raya. We can't learn it out from it all. Right? So I'll take either way and be docha any way you want to go, because something, maybe it's Mako, maybe it's Machmir. So I'll pick and choose which side it is in order to knock off any of your rayas. Mitzorah amal v'tashma shamita. What about Mitzorah when it comes to Tashma shamita? Tashma, the following brisa is by the Dina Mitzorah. It says v'yashal michutz la'olo. He has to sit outside his ol. Shem kemenude u'cha'avel v'asar v'tashma shamita. He should be like a menuda and an avel, and also he is usher b'tashmish shamita. He learned that from mechutz la'olo. See, Mitzorah is usher b'tashmish shamita. So, and eino halo ela ishto. His ohel only means his wife. He has to sit away from his wife. Shene Amar, the pasuk says, lechem mor lahem, shuvu lechem lo lechem. Return to your tent. Return to your wife. Is this shmamina that the Mitzorah is usher b'tashmish hamita?
But when we learned before, when when the kohen has to pronounce somebody right before the shor gadol, before Yom Tov, and if it's a fake, he's not allowed. But right. If it's actually a mukh, if he has to confirm, then he's allowed to have the b'tashmish.
So there were three different stages that they were talking about. There's a stage where he was it was muskar, it was mukhlat. This applies to the stage that becomes asa. And then there was a suffix there. Which one is that? Was the case of whether he rather had the company of his wife, or rather the company of the different stages of mitzvahs. This is talking about the final stage where he's actually determined to be mitzvah, or he's mukhla, then or maybe he's muskar, take over there. And it was a machlokes there also, what the halacha is. So the Gemara says, "V'nifshet le'nami le'menuda." It says over here, "Shiyeh kimenuda u'cha'avel v'asatash shmita." So you have the answer like a menuda. The same thing before. Move the comma. Now we don't have a raya. Amar v'hunda b'reira pichas b'nidra v'yosei. Mika tani. Did it say So he should be like a menu de avel she asur, those are asur matash shemitah. He says no. It says she yek menuga ka avel kemilach minaisa. He should be like a menu de avel and other items, right? But asur nami matash shemitah kama. He's also asur matash shemitah. So you have a raya that the mitzvah is asur matash shemitah, but the menuga we don't have a raya. We'll finish tomorrow. We'll do the next one, which is setting your kabanos. Okay, stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh.